Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. Thanks for asking.
So today we are talking about the Macanudo Inspirado Brazilian Shade Toro. Cigar, more of a Toro Extra, 6.5 inch by 52. Comes out of the General Cigar Dominicana factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Brazilian Connecticut Shade. Binder is Mexican San Andres. Filler is from Brazil, Nicaraguan Jalapa, Dominican Piloto Cabano, and Cubita. Price point is $10.49. Cigar was released in May of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I got everything I got out of this from the beginning to the end was just like no good. So I remember lighting this up and I, you know, took a first couple of puffs and I thought, man, I got vaccinated, but maybe I got COVID anyways. Huh? So I was like, I'm a vaccinated COVID patient.
I actually know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I think he means your experience with the cigar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a moment where I was like, but I have my vaccines. How can I not taste?
But yeah, so, you know, the first inch or so, most of the first third actually, super mild, every sense. Like, even when, you know, like typically you have a mild cigar and then you retrohale, you get something that's like just amplified, right? Whether it's spice or whatever, no, something. But I couldn't even get it through. I couldn't even get anything off of that. And then like when the cigar, like as the cigar went through, it was very dry, really finishing dry notes. So like that dry note with like the lots of hay, there's some dried nuts in there, but like basically like dryness is what I got out of it. And by the time I got to that final third, it just became like, became kind of tannic as well. So it was just a mess. Like I just, you know, I smoked one of these and I wrote up the review and immediately I lit up another one and then I did not smoke all of the second one. Respectfully, I will not disclose how much of the second one I smoked, but I did not smoke all of the second one. But it was the same thing. So basically, it was the same thing. Great construction.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Listen, if this was a beer, it would be a summer shandy. That's how I've looked at Brazilian Connecticut shades. I was getting lemongrass, cream, cedar, hay, a little bit of coffee notes, kind of consistent throughout, enjoyable. It's kind of unique, medium strength and body. So yeah, I dug it.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
I mean, none of what Seth said there was true. no, I think, I mean, June and I's palate aligns often. I think this is a good example. It was extremely mild. Honestly, what it reminded me of is like a 90s style Connecticut shade. Like I would say almost paint by numbers, 90s style shade. The weird thing is I did smoke two and I smoked them a week apart because on the first one, I swore I had like, it's not like a sweet cap, but I had like artificial sweetness in it and it would like really stood out on my palate. So I wasn't sure what was going on with that, but it was like prominent. It went through the first and second third, but a lot of that hay, cedar, and a lot of dryness on the postural palate, almost overwhelmingly so. But like I said, it kind of really reminded me of a 90s style shade. So I was like, well, I'm not sure I'm necessarily grasping what the Brazilian shade is bringing to this tobacco, and I certainly wasn't getting any influences of Mexican San Andreas or any of the other tobaccos. So I think it went over my head, unfortunately. I don't think it was a bad cigar. I just think as I was smoking this, I'm like, well, I mean, I'd rather light up a Macanudo Inspirado White because to me that had a lot more complexity and a lot more levels to it to draw from than this did. Construction was pretty good. I had no burn issues with either cigar that I smoked. First one was a little tight to start out with, and then like a little resistant once it settled in. And then the second one was kind of where the first one was when it kicked off. So, you know, good smoking time, really good value. I think I got like over 2 hours, 2 hours and 25 minutes and 2 hours and 35 minutes on the second one. So pretty good. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, I thought the cigar brought a fairly typical Connecticut shade profile. It had dry cedar, black pepper. I kind of maintained that profile until the final third one. I was getting some burning construction paper and a light bitterness. Construction was perfect on the cigar. I did get some of that subtle artificial sweetness that you had mentioned, John. Like you said, it wasn't. I did scientific testing on this on the wrapper to make sure that it wasn't on the wrapper anywhere, and it was
same.
Not.
Yeah.
But there was, I don't know where it came. I don't know where it came from. It wasn't. I didn't feel it was off-putting. I didn't feel as though it was a detriment to the cigar. I could no longer detect it after I got past the first third. So I don't know. Somebody dropped a bowl of Goma and it splattered on some tobacco. I don't know what happened.
I didn't get it in the second cigar at all. So yeah, I have no explanation.
Weird thing, but you know. It added a little interest to it. You know, I'm not going to go full Spirit of the Lady on it, but, you know, it was there a little bit. The cigar is not something I'm going to probably come back to again, but I definitely think it is completely Macanudo and what a lot of people like about Macanudo. So I could see the cigar doing very well. And I think that the Inspirato line is a bit of a departure from what a Macanudo was, right? So maybe that this is the gateway into Inspirato for some of the more traditional smokers. The price was a little high, but like I think it's a great cigar for like newer smokers or those that really like mild stuff. I don't think anything wrong with it. It's just not my, you know, not my cup of tea, but I think it's probably right in line with the Macanudo demographic, so I think it'll probably do well. All right, we're going to get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with Seth at 6.82. John gave it a 5.45, and June and I both gave it a 5.40. So, Seth, how did that 6.82 match up for you?
Seems a little high, but I dug it. I'm sticking to it. Yeah, I smoked a bunch of them. I never, you know, John, when you mentioned sweetness, I smoked through a bunch of these, kept trying to find them. I was like, I didn't get it. But they're all pretty consistent. I think it's a. I will say this. I think it's a flavor profile, kind of like who's the other one that had the Brazilian Connecticut Villiger.
Yeah,
It shows some Connecticut quality. It's really cool to see the differences between like Ecuadorian, Brazilian, and true Connecticut shades. I think this is the weakest of the three. I think it's like it seems hardier of a wrapper, but I don't think the flavor profile is going to be everyone's cup of tea. Maybe does well better in Europe. I'd be interested to see where this does well though, and see what type of smokers smoke it and so forth. But try it out. I'm sticking with it. Did I freeze?
I think Aaron froze. So I'm just going to go ahead because I'm a 5.45.
Yeah, so I did for a second.
So as a 5.45, that matches up really well. And I would echo your sentiments. I think commercially, I think the packaging is nice. The presentation is nice. The wrapper is good looking. I think commercially it'll do really well for Macanudo. but like I said, I just found myself while I was smoking, I'm like, what would motivate me to choose this over an Inspirato White, which I really enjoyed, because it's kind of in that same wheelhouse. And I really found myself saying, I feel like I would pick the Inspirato White. So for me, 5.45, pretty average, great construction, matches up well.
All right, June, how about your 5.40?
That to me is a no revisit kind of score. So this might be kind of entertaining for you guys, but I would like to reiterate what I wrote in my overall comments. So I said in my overall comments that I believe this is an ideal cigar for a brand new cigar smoker. And when you read that, you probably think, oh, it's because it's mild, right? Right? It's like pretty easy going, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. Because it's so flavorless that I don't even think it is possible to choke on this cigar smoke. You could smoke it like a cigarette and just be like, yep.
Here at the Developing Palates, okay. We do not recommend smoking cigars like cigarettes. Please consult your doctor for all.
Or smoking cigarettes at all.
It's true.
I had the same score as June. We scored it identically, obviously. You know, it's a slightly below average flavor profile. As perfect construction, I mean, if Connecticut Shade is your thing, mild is your thing, this is definitely a cigar to check out. I mean, price point's a little high, but, you know, smoke it, see if you like it. You know, it's... I think you're going to sell a lot of them. So,
yeah, I think so too. I really dig the packaging.
You guys, you really think that for this price point?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Aaron's right. I think the Macanudo smoker, I don't know what it is, but it's a really good presentation. It's a nice looking wrapper. I think the Macanudo smoker is going to gravitate towards this.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
It gives them a little culture as well. So,
yeah. I feel cultured when I smoke this.
That's right. Any other final thoughts? All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Obrigado.